guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Yeah, I made you think I froze for a second, didn't I? You know, tonight I'm in a really good mood. I got a great letter from one of you gentlemen, and I think it's a valid point. You know, I've covered the online swiping dating thing again, but some of you guys are still trying it, and I'm gonna tell you a personal dating story at the end of this. And the reason why I don't tell people personal dating stories is because whenever somebody talks about a good way they were able to score a hot girl, people go, liar. So, because it sounds like people are bragging about themselves. But I'm going to tell you why a little bit of game and a little bit of being comfortable in your own skin, if you are going to date or trying to get somebody, even if it's casual or you just want to score or whatever, I'm going to tell you why in person is the only way this works, okay? But first, let's get to the letter and why I'm going to tell you guys to stop using the friggin' online swiping stuff. All right, this is from Anonymous. It says, hello, saw your videos, had a question if you can cover it. If you answer it publicly or cover it, I wish to remain anonymous. I'm Indian, 33, maybe not too good looking, but certainly not ugly. We'll call that average. Right now, average body size. Right now, I'm, quote, poor, working part-time, doing digital media work. I have a bachelor's degree in the same field, and I live in a southern state. Okay, at 33, I would say, I don't know what poor means, but working part-time digital media work, let's ramp that up, find something full-time. Even if it's not in your exactly desired state, you're at 33, we got to be stuffing those dollars into the bank. We need to be making some money so that you can retire early and live a more comfortable life. That is key. I'm fine with, if you're doing 30 part-time, just doing that, find another full-time job that makes you some more money. So if you're really passionate about this, stay with it, do it part-time, but get another part-time or full-time job if you must to keep making money. Money is important. It's what makes the rest of your life and your older years be the difference between living in a trailer on a little lot of land and waiting for your Social Security check to come in, or versus, hey, look at me, I'm going to go live in Thailand and date, you know, 26-year-old beautiful women when I'm 65 or 70. Big difference. But now in your life is when that changes. So get to work. Since I was 18, I keep attracting obese black or white women as people who are interested in me. Always. This is a disturbing trend that's continued to this day. And for all the years I've attempted to date, I've never attracted a woman of normal body size. If you're not on a dating app, then where are you meeting them? And, they probably shouldn't be interacting with you or talking with you, because women don't walk up to a guy usually to initiate things. So that's why I think, and I don't remember, I think you said in here on the dating app, but you know, get off the apps, I'm telling you. It says, it's always a woman about 170 pounds or more that I keep getting the attention of without fail. It would be one thing if it was a mix of other women, body types or so on, but except for a few rare instances, I'm always getting attention, referrals, or swipes, likes from this demographic of women. Okay, swipes, likes, get off the dating app. It's a lazy way to date. It's easy. And you know what? It's not going to get you anywhere because everybody's on there just swiping and bored. Now, I got some unfortunate news for you. Okay, Mr. Anonymous. You say, basically, you're not ugly. You're not good looking. You're average. And your average body size, and you're getting women that are 170 pounds, but you don't want bigger women. First of all, let's talk about weight. How much does the average American woman weigh in 2020? The average American woman at 20 years old and up weighs 170.6 pounds and stands at 63.7 inches or 5 foot 4 inches tall. To give you an idea, that is roughly 3 inches shorter than me and 25 pounds heavier than me, okay? I'm not a huge fan of the curvy BBW, big, bold, beautiful, BBBBBBW women, big, bold, beautiful, bodacious, bootylicious women. I think that's how they'd call it nowadays. I'm not a fan either. I like someone that is athletic or slim, which means 60%. So we'll say it right here. The numbers may or may not surprise you. Center of Disease Control and Prevention have reported that some 39.8% of adults in the U.S. are obese and 59.6% of women are overweight or obese. 60%. Well, if you're an average guy and your average body shape and you're meeting average women are 170 pounds. And you just mentioned 170 pounds. So you're getting the average woman. If you want slimmer than average, if you want bustier than average, if you want healthier than average, if you want prettier than average, guess what? You can't be average. You got to get yourself better than average. How do we improve ourselves? We improve ourselves financially, getting that full-time job to go with your part-time job, saving that money, investing it wisely, okay? And the other way is you cannot really change your looks. You know what? Now, I don't know how it is for Indian. If you're Native American Indian, which I don't think is what you're referring to, they do not grow facial hair. Asians struggle with facial hair. I know Indians have a little bit of facial hair. I don't know your ability of how it can grow it. Now, believe it or not, what's a great way to hide a weak chin? What's a great way to hide a weak chin? By growing your own chin curtains. Yes, if you can grow a beard, it's a good way to hide a weak chin. Believe it or not, Rogaine, which is minoxidil, does work for the head. It also works for the beard. It will help you bring one in. If you put it on once in the morning, once in the evening, it will help thicken up a beard. I was not able to grow a great beard. I started growing a beard maybe around 35, and it came in kind of meh. I had some patches that weren't filling in. I started doing the Rogaine on there just to try it, because Rogaine is not helping this, even though I have hair there. And believe it or not, I did see the little vellum hairs come in, and my beard did thicken up. Rogaine, go figure. So you can fake the chin with Rogaine, okay? Or I mean with chin hair. So that will square off the jaw if you want to cut it that way. And something else you can do to help you is, let me bring up the photo here. Here we go. This is actor Ethan Suplee, or Suplee, is now ripped after hitting the gym. If you've never seen a TV show called My Name is Earl, that he's one of the actors on My Name is Earl. So you see the picture on the left side of your screen there. That's what he looked like. Okay, that's kind of how my hair looks like if I don't shave it. I've got the really high widow's peak. It's almost meeting. And of course, his hair is not normally frazzled. His hair is not normally frazzled like that. It's just that for the show. But what did he do to kind of square off his face and get himself better looking? Because he's not a good looking guy. He worked out for 2 years like crazy. Perfect diet. He ran, he cycled, he lifted heavy weights. And now you can see, so this is a picture of him right there in the white shirt. And let me just zip that in. See, can I get that picture? Well, it's about as big as I can make it there. But, so he went from that, basically, to this. Right? So you see the beard, it covers in the weaker chin if he has one. And now he's got guns on him. Okay, so he filled out the chest, he bulked up the shoulders. Now, if you're still going to date and you still want to attract women, but you can't do much for yourself, I'll tell you two things you can do, because I cannot change my looks. I can't change how tall I am. I can't change if I have hair or not. However, you can hide a little bit of weak chin if you have one. I'm lucky enough not to have too weak of a chin. And you can also work out. If you do that, that will increase your attractiveness by a step or two, which should, in theory, get you to be able to talk to women that are a step or two better. Get off the dating apps. Number one, that's, you have no choice on who swipes you and selects you. We've already talked about, I've got video after video after video about the horrible statistics on dating apps. Now, I'm going to tell you a story, and this is an example of how I used to pick up women back in the day. Now, you can't really do pickup artist stuff, but the truth is, if you were very comfortable in your own skin, you didn't need to, there was no pickup artist stuff. You just found creative ways, and you and your buddies would talk about the ways you picked up girls, and sometimes you'd have some fun with it, and you'd learn something. So, long story short, I met some friends at a pub. We met up with another group. In that group was an extremely attractive woman, and there were about four or five of us, and we were all sitting around having drinks, and it was kind of like there were three girls and two of us guys. This girl was very attractive. And here's the thing. I didn't hit on her. I didn't talk to her. I didn't really pay her any attention. As a matter of fact, I talked to my friend, his girlfriend, and the other unattractive girl more. There's a reason why that, because pretty women get all the attention. So if you don't give her attention, you're removing her from any pedestal because she expects you to hit on her. So by not doing so, you kind of take her off her pedestal. And we got into talking about, I was saying how easy it is because he was saying that one of his buddies or something, or I don't remember the whole thing, but it basically came about, I was talking about how easy it is to talk to strangers, to just walk up to women and talk to them for 5 minutes, get their phone number, piece of cake. Now, that's not the truth, but by me telling this story to two girls that were sitting around there, it makes me seem like, and I am very comfortable in my own skin, I have no problems talking to anybody. Because if I get shot down, I don't care. I have nothing vested. And that's something that too many young men forget. If they get shot down, they feel depressed. They don't know you. So I said, oh, it's very easy to pick up women. You just, you know, walk up to a group of them. You talk to them for a few minutes. If you're a little bit funny, you strike up a conversation, you get her number, and you're done. And they were like, no way. You're full of crap, and it's not that easy. And they were all kind of teasing me. I said, I don't know. Pick out a group that you think is okay, and I'll go talk to them. And one of the girls pointed to a group of like 8 or 10 women. I said, there's no way. Like, there's no way I can break into 8 or 10 women. That's like a bachelorette party. Be realistic about this. And they said, all right, this group. And I think it had like maybe 3 to 5 women in it. And I said, okay, be right back. Now, here's the thing. You can't pause. You can't think about it. You can't, because you're going to get in your own head. And they see you pausing, which is not very, you know, alpha and brave. So I just said, screw it. And I had a bunch of things in my head that I've done for dating before anyway. So I just walked up. I'm only going to say this, be here for a second. I don't want to interrupt. I got to get back to my friends. They're over there. And I pointed and waved. And I said, so I'm over there with my girlfriend, which again, lie. And but we have a question for you. And I just asked them a basic question, kind of an icebreaker that would be a good opinion question. And this is something they do in the pickup artist stuff. But now so many people know this stuff. You can't do this anymore because they'll think you're a pickup artist. But this is before all that was out. And then I said, I said, one more thing. I want to test this magic trick on my girlfriend. I think it's funny, but let me test it with you real quick. Is that okay? And she was like, yeah, sure, whatever. Now, I always carry a pen with me because it's easy to do magic tricks and stuff like that with it. And I said, grab me a napkin and I'll show you a cool magic trick. Now, you notice I didn't go get the napkin. I made her go get the napkin, but I had the pen in my pocket. So, because I said, I'll get a pen, you get a napkin. So she went to go get a napkin, just leaning over and grabbing one. I pull the pen out of my pocket. I show a quick magic trick, and it's about if you write down these numbers and you write three numbers and then you do a dash and I try to guess it. Then you write 4 numbers down and then I try to guess it. And then you write down any name, any female name, write that down and I try to guess it. And I have a magic trick where I can guess it a good portion of the time. But what you end up with on that napkin is a girl's name and something that looks like a phone number, 3 digits and then 4 digits. And you just put a dash with your own pen in between it. So I talked to him for a couple minutes. Everything goes well. I said, okay, thanks so much. I went back over. I sat down and I dropped the napkin on the table. And I said, there you go. That's how easy it is. Now, this was a result of a magic trick. The girl wasn't giving me her number, but the girls at the table I was coming back to didn't know that. They saw me laughing it up and having fun with 3 or 4 girls. The girls didn't think I was hitting on them because I said this was my girlfriend. So they felt comfortable with me. I come back over. I said, see how easy it is to get a phone number, piece of cake. And then you do the alpha move and you ball that thing up. And you toss it away. And she's like, didn't you want the girl's number? And I'm like, nah, she's not my type. She's not that good looking. Now, the thing is, she was probably just as pretty as the redhead, or the, I think she was a redhead, the real pretty girl that I was sitting here with, just as pretty as her. But I said, ah, she's not really my type. Toss her out. I like pretty girls. All of a sudden, I've set myself up to, I'm picky, I'm selective, I can go talk to people easily, I have no problems in a crowd, I'm assertive, I'm dominant. And the whole thing was really just a game. Like I said, they thought I was here with a girlfriend. She thought I was going over to hit on him, and I got a number in like 5 minutes, which shows that this other beautiful woman finds me attractive. So she, therefore, already says, okay, well, she's kind of pretty like me. Maybe I should find him attractive too if this one does. That's how the game works, okay? When they talk about the dating game, that's how this stuff works. But here's my point. All that interaction, all that gaming, all that, you know, talking and acting aloof and being... That has to be done in person. A dating app is only a picture. It's only some stats. It's like shopping. If you saw a picture of this dude, what's his name there? Ethan Suplee. If you saw a picture of him on the left and he had a dating profile, you'd be like, no, man. I mean, he's frizzy, weird, thinning hair, and he's fat, and he looks boring. Actually, in this picture, he looks like he's kind of had a couple of too many to drink. But you meet the guy on the other side, right, who's now grown in the beard. Maybe he's grown in the beard a little bit to square out his chin, if he didn't have one, right? And if you don't have one, that you can't do anything about that. I'm just giving you, that's one example you can do to help yourself, right? He's jacked, and now if he walks around like he owns the place, you're three or four scales higher on the rungs of attractiveness. So what is my takeaway from this? Number one, you're average. So number two, the 170-pound women that you're getting on these swiping things, they are average. So you're an average guy getting average girls. If you want to get something that is better than that, you have to be better than that. But you cannot express this on a dating app. You must go out. You must hit the gym. You must be dedicated to it, because I can't, again, you can't make yourself taller. You can't make yourself more attractive, but you can dress a little nicer if you have a little bit more money in your pocket. You can have a couple of good looking outfits. It's easier to groom. You can maybe grow your facial hair. You can grow your regular hair. You can get contacts instead of glasses. These are things that money, that better job can help you out with. And you can hit the gym. Because I'll tell you something, I get really not much attention right now when I go out grocery shopping in these type muscle shirts. Because I'm not, but I had another 10 pounds of muscle minus another 10 pounds of fat. And when I had a six pack and I had more definition to this, I would find women would stare at me and be more attracted to me. And this was no different. Okay. So there are things you can do to help yourself when it comes to that regard. If you want to make it happen for you, make it happen for you. But again, as we always talk about, no long-term dating, no cohabitation, no marriage. Make sure to wrap it up and keep it safe. And make sure you vet them in a public place to make sure they're not weird or crazy or have issues. And be smart about your dating. In the long run, I have said many times, it takes a lot of effort for very little return in most cases nowadays. But if it's something you want to go through, there's at least a start for you. And then you can get into game theory and body positioning and how to have a good rapport and be comfortable in your own skin and how to talk from your diaphragm instead of your throat. Because if you talk from your throat instead of sounding like this, it might sound like this. Hi, right? You always talk from you. You can go and learn that stuff if you really want to. But starting today, get yourself some more income, start working another job, meet people in the real world, and hit the gym. Those three things will take you further than any other advice that's out there on the market. And once you have that, then you can start fine-tuning the rest of it to get you where you need to be. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my older videos, because all of them are similar to this one. So we'll just leave it there. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, if you want to have an excuse for why you're not being successful, you'll find one. But if you want to be successful, you want to go get it, then be better than average, expect better than average, and learn what you need to learn to get ahead of the game. But the first thing you need to do well before then is get in the gym. Do it for yourself, but muscles are really hard to resist when you got a lot of them.